today's top stories, I'm Tonatakadila. Three people were killed in a small plane crash in Windhoek's Pioneers Park residential area. The crash occurred on Rickman Street on Friday, shortly after the aircraft took off from Eros Airport. The victims were two pilots and an aircraft mechanic who were on a maintenance test flight. Here's Magnus Abraham, the head of the Directorate of Aircraft Investigations in the Ministry of Works and Transport, with an update.
The whole wreckage has been moved under safe custody to our facility at Eros. The place there has been cleaned up. However, with the operator, they will continue to restore the neighborhood to a safe, habitable situation. Because from the CCTV footage that we have viewed so far, we have seen that there was an issue with one of the engines. We are also going to the Namibia Civil Aviation Authority to get all the documents of the pilots in terms of their licensing and the training that they did. And it will also continue going to Western now to do in terms of what was done on the aircraft in the maintenance and at the day and what was the purpose of the test.
We asked Magnus if the airport might be located too closely to a residential area.
If you go around the world in Joburg, the airports are now part of the cities and built-up areas. So the issue is not so much where the airport is between the houses. Air transport is the safest mode of transport. And that's why this one is very concerning for us. An aircraft has been made with redundancies. If things go wrong, crew are trained to be able to manage and fly the aircraft for a certain time and put it down safely. Aircraft shouldn't be falling on the house. This one is a red flag for us that why couldn't the crew manage and handle this aircraft? And did the right people work on the aircraft to have reacted? Because we know this is a maintenance aircraft. You need your most experienced people to go out there.
Namibia is gearing up for the presidential and national assembly elections on 27 November 2024. Eligible citizens must register between June 3rd and August 1st in order to vote. Namibians abroad and seafarers are expected to vote on the 13th of November with the general election scheduled for 27 November 2024. ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia will be conducting a general registration of voters in accordance with the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014 as amended, whereby all eligible Namibians who are 18 years and above are required to register in order to vote in the upcoming election. The current voter cards have come to an expire, and regardless whether you had a voter's card, we need to make it very clear, all Namibians, you will still be required to register as a voter in order for you to participate in the upcoming election.
From further afield, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have voted to shut down offices of Qatar-based news channel Al Jazeera. Newsroom Africa spoke to former Al Jazeera's Southern Africa Bureau Chief Tembisa Fakude.
I think it's typical of Benjamin Netanyahu. As you know, that UNESCO awarded Al Jazeera one of its prestigious awards, honoring all the Palestinian journalists that have been working in covering the war on Gaza. And Al Jazeera continues to win accolades around the world. At the New York Film Festival, Al Jazeera was voted as the world's best news organization 2024, which has been happening over the years. So I think Benjamin Netanyahu found himself in a position where he did not like what he heard and saw. One. Number two is, you know, there's continuing protests in Israel, Tel Aviv, and very few organizations around the world are covering those. The only institution that has been persistent in their coverage has been Al Jazeera.
And finally, a free Madonna concert on Brazil's famous Copacabana beach was attended by an estimated 1.6 million fans. The show was the initial stop on the 65-year-old's celebration tour, which saw her do 80 shows across Europe and North America. Madonna, or Madge, performed songs such as Like a Prayer, Vogue, and Express Yourself for over 2 hours. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.